This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is my monthly Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is that I'm not going to be really talking about any topic. However, I do love to get those topics from you as far as show suggestions on what you're interested in. But today is just about you and I talking and answering questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills. And then also I'm going to be talking about the energy. Oh my gosh, this energy is very different than it was last year. So I'm going to be talking about that. I always start the show out that way. But really, this is about you. It's about your calls. It's about your questions. So if you have a question for me about the energy or something that's going on with your health or something in your life, we're having a lot of decisions starting to come into movement right now. And you have any question around those decisions and maybe how can you use this energy of this time to be able to move the decision and the process in a more effective way, then just give me a call at 877-230-3062. That number is good U.S. and Canada, and also international callers, same number, 877-230-3062. All you have to do, of course, is dial your international calling code. If you happen to miss my Healing on a Higher Level webinar, I just posted it on my website available for purchase on www.ritberger.com. It was a very interesting topic because it really looked at healing on a higher level from a completely different perspective than even I thought when I first was in kind of that download stage with the celestial helpers and then being able to bring the information forward. I thought we were going to be talking more about how to use chakra healing, how to use Reiki, some of the modalities that really work with that subtle energy. And what I found as I started the preparation for this particular webinar is that healing on a higher level really means looking at the natural order of the universe, the natural order of things, and aligning our thoughts and our decisions and actions in alignment with that natural order. So in this webinar, some of the things that I covered was what does healing on a higher level really mean and how do you tap into the natural flow of consciousness and use it for healing? Because one of the things that I shared in the webinar is that there's a field of consciousness that's kind of a bridge between the heavens and earth, and it's referred to as a living field of transformational living field of transformational consciousness. And what that means is that there's a space in between our thoughts and the thoughts of that divine mind, the heavens, that universal thought, that mindset that goes along with that we are all connected to each other and to the Creator. This field of consciousness is very, very integral in the process of us being able to merge our physical reality with that spiritual reality and to be able to create a whole new way of looking at ourselves and our lives in 2014. Also, I talked about the understanding the natural order of things and how to live in that natural order to be able to create the health that you would like to have or the life that you'd like to have. And then also I talk about the seven universal principles and how that is an integral part because that lays out that matrix of how we are designed to flow within this field of consciousness and be able to utilize it and to be able to have our thoughts evolve from our humanness to that higher perspective. And then also I shared about the eighth universal principle, which is a principle that was known to mystics that was used for primarily manifestation. And it's that principle that really lets us know that creation and manifestation are inseparable. So I talked about that. And then how can we use that eighth principle to be able to transform illness specifically and to be able to create the good health that we want? And then also very briefly at the end, I talked about the perennial philosophy, and it's something that has been shared generation to generation for as long as civilization has graced this earth, really, and what that perennial philosophy is and how you can connect these eight principles with that perennial philosophy in order to be able to get a real comprehensive, a bigger picture of where we fit in the grand scheme of everything, that evolutionary process of consciousness. So it was a 90-minute webinar, just chock full of information. There's also a bonus workbook that I added to it that you can use to follow along with the audio part of the webinar, and then also that you can use to capture your notes. So all both of those are available on my website, www.ritberger.com. Just go to the home page, look at the banner, the slide, the moving banner at the top, click on the slide, Healing on a Higher Level. It'll give you more information about the webinar itself and then also the cost, and you can purchase it right there online, download it, and you've got it to listen to it anytime that you would like. One of the things I always do with the Conversation with Carol show is I go in the morning of the show and I tap into the Celestial Helpers and I go, okay, so give me some insight as far as, you know, what I can share with each of you as far as the energy of 2014, the energy of February, the energy that we're going to be utilizing in order to be able to manifest the reality that we desire in 2014. And in January, what the Celestial Helpers reminded me is that was a time of ebb. And what that means is it was a time in this cycle where we go in and we can use that time for reflection, contemplation, introspection, a lot of dreaming about what may be, what if, and then also putting plans in place so when the energy shifts and moves back into that flow, because there's always cycles in the flow as there is in nature, that when it goes into this flow, then we will be rejuvenated, repaired, restored, our energy, our body will be ready to go with us, and we'll be able to move into the flow as it kicked in this month of February. So we really started out this ebb of 2013, and it really went the whole month of 2014, went the whole month of January, and really about the first 2 weeks of February. And then on February 17th, just a couple of days ago from this show, is that then it really kicked into gear. And what I mean by that is it's like last Thursday, it gave us a chance to kind of get out of that hibernation stage that we've been in and stretch and get ourselves kind of awake and ready to get going. And then on Monday, the 17th of February, it's like, okay, let's go. Let's get out of the cave. Let's go in and let's start the movement. However, the energy of 2014 isn't going to be as furious as it was in 2013 or even in 2012. It's going to be fast, meaning that the energy is very quick. And what that means is from the time you create a thought to the time that thought manifests is compressed, and you're going to experience that thought in a more timely manner. Also, what that compression means is that you're going to not only experience that thought in a more timely manner, the emotions that you attach to that thought are going to be amplified. And the purpose of 2013 was to help us step back from that kind of distraction of the emotions that are going on with these thoughts and look at our life from a completely different perspective, and meaning the soul's perspective. And I know that's something I've certainly used, whether I'm dealing with family members. I have a family member that just seems to kind of rock my world every time the phone rings. And so I said to my soul, oh my gosh, this happens over and over again. What can I do to see this differently? And the soul said, predictable. And it's like, oh my gosh, it is predictable. So she's predictable, but I'm the one that was wanting it different. So I need to recognize she's predictable, and I need to accept that predictability and stop imposing how I would like the relationship to be. I also had another family member come up that was dealing with a lot of things, and it was like the same old replay, honestly. I know that may sound judgmentally, but so much emotional charge to it over and over and over. I asked my soul, so how do you see this? And it said consistent. And I thought, that is true. So if it's consistent, and it has been as long as this person's been in my life, which is a lot of years, then why am I expecting it to be different? It is what it is. And if I'm not in a place of mentally or emotionally for that consistency, step away. You know, there is caller ID to be able to help. There are ways to be able to do it and to be able to recognize the pattern. And then I have another friend who's going through a lot of trauma in her life. And so I said to the soul, how can I best be of service to her in helping her through this time of need, and what the soul said, address her sadness. And I thought, okay, well, I can do that, but can you give me more? And the soul said, rejection. And I thought, oh my gosh, the pattern is self-rejection, which matches personality. And it changed the entire dynamics that I was feeling with feeling frustration with myself because I couldn't go in and help her the way that my heart really wanted to. And the reality was I was trying to help her how I thought I should instead of helping her through my heart, which would have seen the sadness, understood the rejection, and the relationship has changed in the dynamics. And I'm so much more comfortable. She's so much more comfortable. She's getting the support that she needs, and I'm not feeling like I'm trying to overthink this and feeling drained. So that was the energy of 2013. And what the energy of 2014 is saying to us, take that same process that you used in 2013 in this fast and furious, meaning these thoughts compressed with strong emotions to them, and then step back and look at how you can heal you in the process of dealing with these patterns that are predictable or consistent or that have strong emotional charges to them, and not have it drain you in the process. So the energy of 2014 is going to be fast. It's going to be quick, meaning fast that we're going to have a lot of movement, quick the way it's going to compress thought with outcome. But what it's also going to be is there's going to be a steadiness to it. And I liken that metaphor that they gave me to if we were going down the Colorado River, there's going to be times that we're going to hit the white water. That was where we were in the end of 2013. And then we're going to hit that ebb where it seems like there's no movement at all, but underneath there's a current. And then where we are in February is we're going to get back into the current of the river, but the white water is going to be farther and fewer between the times that we hit it. What that means is the ebb that we had basically 6 weeks are going to be like little blips on the radar. We may have 24 hours to catch our breath versus having 6 weeks. So when those ebbs come in those short period of time and you can't feel and you feel like you really can't move things forward, maybe it's just the case of where we are right now is that you're still stretching out of this hibernation. The energy's there. You can jump in anytime. But if you feel like you're still unable to move things forward, be kind to yourself. And when you're ready, get in your raft, get on the river, and then enjoy the steadiness of 2014 to be able to create what you desire. And what that really is that the energy of healing on a higher level is create the reality you desire rather than the reality that is reflecting old patterns, old thoughts, old emotional patterns, and that are keeping you feeling stuck and are actually showing up in the third chakra of the physical body. So I'm going to be talking more about the energy. I'm going to be talking more about the third chakra because it really is an important chakra for the entire year for us to be aware of and to be able to use it as a barometer in the physical body to let us know when we're basically just out of balance. It's as easy as that if we look at it from the soul's perspective. Anything that happens digestive, the soul says out of balance. So I'll talk more about that. What I want to do, because it's a conversation with Carol's show, I want to jump in and let's take Deb from Salt Lake City. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Carol. Are you able to hear me? Because I'm on a cell phone.
Yes, I am. I am. So let's go for it. How can I help you, sweet?
Well, I'm kind of worried about my granddaughter, and it's been going on a long time, but she has a hard time getting to school. And she's complaining that it hurts, but other times she's fine. We don't know how serious it is. We have taken her to the doctor. They're just trying to take a stool sample right now.
Good. Good. That's a great place for them to start. So may I jump in real quick and then I'll go back?
Yeah.
Starting with a stool sample will give a reading on where her digestive system is. The first thing I can tell you is she has a nervous stomach. And what that means is that anytime there's a lot of conflict, whether it's at home or whether it's at school or conflict between a teacher or someone, a student, a peer or a girlfriend or anything, it's going to show up in her digestive tract. That is literally her weakest part of her physical body, sweetie. So when she says that it hurts, most likely that's true. It's got some psychological implications to it. And I'll see if I can become more clear using you. But the stomach has always been her weak side, and is that upper digestion has always determined kind of the tummy ache, the achiness. Has she been, have you looked at her for allergies?
Well, see, the thing is I happened to, I was there at the doctor's. Mm-hmm. They just said they wanted to start with an ulcer, and we have allergies in the family, but I was telling my daughter that a lot of times you can have sensitivities, and it's not an immediate reaction, so you can't really tell. Like with me, I finally had to get off the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like kind of obvious. We've got two different perspectives, and how do you blend yours with your daughter's and be able to bring this forward? My sense is that what she's really dealing with from a physical standpoint is she's dealing with food allergies. And when she eats foods that overload her stomach, that upper gut area, then it causes it to hurt. It isn't really gastritis, but it has a lot of the inflammation that could be of gastritis. It tends to kind of go in cycles. I can feel that in her stomach. As far as an ulcer, I'm checking. I don't think so, honey. I don't mean to discredit
parasite?
The doctors. But it doesn't
parasite?
Feel like that. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
okay.
Honey.
Yeah, I just wondered about bacteria, viruses, parasites, but she does say sometimes that it burns, so we wondered if she had some acid reflux.
Well, what she has been dealing with that also I think your daughter deals with is H. pylori. So she does have a bacteria in her gut that can go dormant, and then when it gets overloaded or get triggers, first of all, I would encourage getting off of gluten, all gluten, just to see how she feels. Then you may be able to put things in. I'm not sure. When I look at the gluten dynamics, oats may be okay for her. It's questionable. But what it does is it overloads the gluten, increases the glucose. The stomach has to work harder. The liver actually secretes more hydrochloric acid and glucose to compensate. The gallbladder is secreting more pepsin and betaine to try to compensate for the hydrochloric acid. And when all of those don't talk to each other and don't work the way they need to, then those foods that are heavy with the carbohydrates and the gluten and the sugars tend to stay in the gut, and they cause like little hot spots. It's not an ulcer, but like little raw spots, and then that acid hits it, and it's like, oh my gosh, this hurts. So that's the first thing I would do. Well, that's the thing I would do after you get through with the process with the doctors, is to talk to your daughter about the sensitivities about you and how it could be something as simple as changing pH. Is she on any kind of probiotics?
No, I don't think she has her on anything.
Okay. It
I
could
think
be
finances
something.
Finances are tight.
Yeah. Well, this is something that probiotics are something that it feels like, just as a general overall thing for your granddaughter, if we could get her on probiotics, then I think a lot of what she's experiencing in her gut and in allergies and that burning, that's where I'd picked up that little twinge of gastritis. And that's part of the reflux, by the way, also, is that the stomach's just trying to get out what it can't get out because it's irritated, meaning it can't chew, so it's trying to kind of spit it back up, honestly.
She complains of breathing, hurting when she breathes, and sometimes she says that, like, her bones hurt. They didn't know if that was a growing pain or...
Her bones hurting. So what it is that she's dealing with muscles. So when she gets too acidic, then it creates too much acidity, lactic acid, to build up in her muscles. And what that's doing is it's causing them to hurt. The muscles pull on the bones. Then the bones don't move as freely, and they hurt.
Oh, I see.
The other thing is that when she's talking about breathing, that's tied to the esophagus. And that's also tied to the cranial nerve number 10, the vagus nerve. So a couple things that...
Yeah, same stuff that's going on with me.
Exactly, sweetie. And you know what? I'm going to take it in a completely different woo-woo fashion. the energy right now and the whole focus on the physical body from a chakra standpoint, the entire year of 2014 is going to be that third chakra gut, personal power. When your granddaughter gets in a place where she is feeling rejected or she can't seem to be in control of the emotions and the charge, she feels helpless. And mm-hmm. that changes, that's very acidic in the body. So that third chakra is really a very important chakra this year. So dealing with it from the body, probiotics, dealing with it from the standpoint of looking at the gut, looking at the vagus nerve, the cranial nerve, number 10, the feedback that it gives. If the muscles are tight, it compresses that nerve. Now we have stomach discomfort. We can have breathing problems. We can have esophagus problems. We can even feel like our heart is out of tune with us or out of sync. So there's a whole bunch of things there. Now, to go back, to loop back, to honor where it is, the stool will give a telltale sign of what is going on, meaning that if there's any kind of darkness in the stool itself, it's going to let them know the extent of what's happening in the stomach area and in the small intestine. My sense is the stool is going to come back okay, other than it appears to be really dry. So that lets me know that she's not having enough mucus in the stomach nor enough mucus in the small intestine, and the probiotic will help with that. So if there's any one thing that your daughter can, you know, you can share with your daughter and really look at putting the money into, would be the probiotics for. It will change the nature of the entire dynamics of her upper and lower digestion and that cranial nerve dynamics.
See, and I have a supplement that would make, that I found out when I was getting the sore throat, and then I started taking a supplement that makes your body more alkaline. And then I think I had candida in my throat. But I hate to recommend that to anyone else because, supplement, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to offer and support you is that I wouldn't offer that supplement.
All right.
And the reason for it is that her tummy is in that developmental stage. And we really do need to be very careful of the food that we put in that stomach. I mean, where she is and where she is going through these hormonal changes that are causing dynamics in her pH in her body and the way everything is working, we really need to honor that. So something such as a probiotic that could be taken in a liquid form, that would be something that would be very gentle. You might want to consult with a naturopath. You might even want to talk to the doctor about using probiotics, digestive enzymes. This doctor feels like, you know, not so steeped in that tradition, that at least isn't open to talking about it. Do
I
some research with
would.
It. Yeah, I do too. And, you know, just see what would he recommend for a child this age that could work. That would be very, very helpful. And it's not going to take a lot. Because of the way the dynamics of the stomach is at that age versus me at my age and even you, sweetie, as your age, which you're younger than I am, by the way. I noticed that the other day. You know, I'm going to kind of divert here. Have you noticed, honey, that everybody is kind of younger than we are now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you and I needed a good belly laugh. I think that's what that was. So thank you for that gift, my love. But anyway, I would talk to the doctor about some digestive enzymes and see about doing that. And then after that, you can go in and you can find out what could be used from looking at allergy testing and how that could play out in the dynamics. But I really think that what we're really dealing with is we're dealing with allergies. There are two, and specifically sugar is one, the quantity, not sugar, but the quantity, and then also the gluten. Those are the two things that are jumping out and saying, you know, I think we need to relook at this.
And see, and I asked him, I said, is there a quick test? You know, because, all right, we'll find out more about the gluten test. And does she have any, really quickly, is there something going on at school? We've tried to tell her. Is there something going on at school with some of her classmates that she doesn't want to go?
Yeah, she's afraid. She's being bullied, and she's afraid to say anything because she's afraid that they will make it even worse.
Okay.
And I can tell you that it is not her. It was a friend that she had. Probably did she break up with a friend? You know, at that age, they're a little bit fickle. But there was a girl November, December of last year in her class that she was hanging with that Has she separated from her?
You know, I don't know because we can't get anything out of her.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to tell you how it feels, and then you can use your intuition and then take the information. It feels like this, for her friend, she was a friend at school, decided that she wanted to be friends with someone else. That friend decided that she couldn't have that new friend, this your granddaughter's friend, couldn't have more than one friend, which needed to be this girl. And so your friend left your granddaughter, her friend left her granddaughter, your granddaughter, and now is realizing that this new friend that she has is really controlling and is a real bully. And this new friend that your granddaughter's old friend befriended has an older sister or brother that's at the same school that is compounding the issue. So your granddaughter's afraid.
I see.
She's
and
afraid.
She
she's afraid
be,
to tell anybody.
She's kind of sensitive energetically, so is she picking up on other things?
Oh, yes. Well, and then also it feels like it's pretty blatant out on the school grounds. I can find that, you know, if she walks by, there's, you know, this new, this old friend with this new friend that has some real anger issues, you know, just kind of snipe at her.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, she doesn't, she, your granddaughter knows that this is wrong. I mean, you've, your daughter's done a wonderful job and teaching her right from wrong, and she knows it's wrong. She just doesn't know what to do with it because she's afraid that if she says anything to school or teacher or even the two of you, that someone's going to intervene and it's going to get worse. So she's kind of in that bullying stage before it gets to the point where she can't handle it. It's kind of in that no man's land right now. She doesn't like it. She doesn't know what to do with it. She doesn't know who to tell, so it's better not to do anything, but it's eating at her.
And what do you think we should do?
In this particular case, I think with your daughter that it, if it has, if your daughter has time, it might be worthwhile to just kind of hang, you know, at school if that's a potential, to be able to talk to the teacher about are there any behavioral changes that she's noticed. Maybe your granddaughter isn't engaging as much, isn't as talkative, whatever it is. Do it kind of without your granddaughter knowing it. And find out if something's going on, and then that'll alert the teacher who can start watching for behavior and then can be the intervention because that's where it's got to start. And then your daughter and you can figure out what to do. What you can do, honey, what you can do because you're so good at working energy is that you can surround her third chakra, that personal power, that personal strength that she has, surround her with white light, with a little bit of teal around the entire body, a kind of like a white light band around the third chakra, and then fill her full of fuchsia, magenta, kind of a baby pink. And what that'll do is that'll help her energetically. And she's going to know that, that you're doing that.
Oh, my gosh. See, Carol, I'm not intuitive to know what it is, but yesterday I finally just muscle tested her, and right around her belly button and her right below, big energy, inside of her leg.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So what that is
left arm.
Yep. So what that is it's letting, it's revealing to you that there's congestion there.
Okay.
And that's revealing in her physicalness. And then what you can do, because you're a wonderful energy worker, you seem to have a real connection with color, sweetie, is that just use those colors. Surround her with teal. Put this white light band around her. It's not going to, you know, prevent her from interacting. It's just going to give her the vibration of all colors, the seven chakras, that's white. And then what you're going to do with the fuchsia and the magenta, you're going to give her that unconditional love, that light pink, that love of her child, of her innocence, that magenta of the vitality, that, you know, kind of sparkle pink, that bright, hot pink, Hello Kitty pink is about vitality and stuff. That's what you want to do, sweet. Good job.
All right. I don't know I'm doing it consciously, but I guess I can do that.
Yes, you can, and you just do it.
Okay.
You just do it. You do it with everyone that you care about. You do it with trees. You do it with plants. You just are in tune with it, sweetie. And when it comes forward to do something or you pick something up, ask your soul. When you picked up the energy, what does she need? Boom, it'll tell you she needs vibration.
I don't hear it. I don't hear the messages.
You do.
I don't get them to my brain, so I don't know if I'm hearing them. I don't know that I'm hearing them.
You know,
I don't
because
consciously know.
Where you work, sweetie, in your connection with other people's soul is above the vibration of human consciousness, not below it. That's the emotional part. But you're connecting with them at the soul level above their physicalness, and you're just knowing that if we want to heal on a higher level, we just have to raise the vibration. It's kind of like a musical note. Just raise it one octave. It changes the entire dynamics of the energetics of the body, the physicalness of the body, the way that the body, mind, and soul connect and everything, and it just creates a steadfastness, a flow. You do this all the time, honey.
Oh, I didn't know.
So in 2014, maybe your big picture at the end of the year is to, every time these come up, think of it like a domino. Every time they come up, you're going to place a domino in a row. And you don't have to worry about doing anything. It's just like recognizing what you felt yesterday. That's a domino. Today is a domino. When I talked to you about color, that's another domino. When I talked about healing, that's another domino. And just keep putting those dominoes in place. Don't worry about doing anything with them. And then one day, one moment this year, your desire to be able to really connect to that deeper intuitive part of who you are, that empathic, something is going to take your finger and just barely flick that first domino, and all the dominoes are going to fall into place. What does that mean? That means by the end of the year, not only will you be in tune with your empathic nature, with your intuition, with your healing and vibration, but you'll start using this to be able to share openly with maybe a few, I don't know, maybe many, I don't know. It's kind of still uncharted, but you'll start doing your work the way that you're designed. You'll consciously work at the work that you're designed. So I have a quick question, because your soul just said to me, ask this question. Are you doing Reiki?
I don't do anything anymore. I don't do massage because I just didn't like the empathic picking up on stuff that I didn't know anything to do. I didn't know what to do with it.
Okay.
It just made me frustrated.
Yes, it would, because massage is, in the ancient days, they would call it a practitioner modality. The massage therapist works two levels, physical level and works at the energy level. And you're at a soul level, so your energy and where you connect is higher, so you're not going to get the personal satisfaction out of working with the body and the energy. What I might encourage you to, well, I'm going to encourage you to do, is I would encourage you to explore Reiki. I would encourage you to, because it's a vibrational medicine, it works at that higher subtle energy, the energy part of us, and also the physical part, without you having to be in someone's field picking up their energy or their malaise that's happening in their body. So you might want to look at that, and you might even want to consider going through the master level, and then just possibly, maybe February of next year, you might want to start teaching Reiki, sweet.
I don't trust Reiki. I don't know who would be a good I've been on the phone way too long for you, because you've probably got other callers.
Okay, so here's what you do, my love. You email me, carol@rickberger.com. Remind me that we talked this morning, and I will reach out to you and offer some people that you can talk to find out more about it and how powerful it is, and then to make your decision.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much, because I just thought that I was just, and if he's doing nothing.
Nope. Nothing is not on the agenda, sweetie. Never has been, never will be. All right, my love, you have a wonderful day, and, you know, look at those things with your granddaughter. You know, what a blessing. I really enjoyed our conversation. So thank you. Have a wonderful day. What I'm going to do, I've got a couple more callers. Please stay on the line. I'm going to come right back. I want to take a quick break, and then I'll come back and I'll take your calls.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Thanks for joining me. If you are just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show, which means that basically what I'm doing is I'm taking calls, something I love to do, and then sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. And I do have a couple more callers on the line, so I'm going to get right to them. But what I do want to do is to remind each of you that I have also, I just posted my readings for next month. So if you're interested in a reading, it's there. But most important is that if you're not in my database, go to my website, www.reitberger.com. And what you'll want to do is you will want to click on that and go in and send me, in the green bar in the middle, it says, submit email for newsletter. I don't send your emails addresses to anybody, nobody. They're all just used for you and I to be able to connect and to be able to share things. So if you're interested, go in, get on my database, and then what you'll do is you'll start getting my Vibe News, which is a newsletter that I talk about the energy and kind of the theme and what to expect for the energy for the month that we're involved in. So just go in and look at that. And then also if you want to check out readings, click on the readings tab at the top of the homepage, click on personal readings. Everything you need to know is right there about the readings, the cost, the time, the questions that you can answer, the type of information that I can provide. It's all booked online, first come, first serve. So just check it out. But let's jump right in. Hi, Sindhu. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good, Carol. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How's our little ones?
Oh, she's doing great, really great.
Good.
And I have the problem this time. Before I forget, I want to ask about my mother. I mean, I have a feeling that she might have something problem with her heart.
Yes.
I mean, she doesn't have any symptom or anything, but I just have a feeling. Do you see anything wrong with her heart or any?
So, does she get her annual checkups?
Yeah, she usually does, and everything was all right.
Yeah, yeah. So, has she lost a loved one in the last, I don't know, year, 18 months?
No. She's mostly worried about me, I guess. But no, I mean.
No, this is a family member other than you, sweetie.
So
the energy that I'm picking up in her heart area is sadness. And it feels like that there's a loss that is associated with that. It's not the loss of her, meaning her being disconnected from herself. It's not being at a loss around you. It feels like it has to do with a family member, and she's intuitive and she feels like she's picking up a loss. It actually feels like she's aware that someone in her family is ill and that she's already feeling that sadness of that transition. That's what
maybe
I'm picking
her
up.
Mother.
My absolutely. Grandmother, maybe. That's her mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her mother has, let's see, I have to be careful of this because I've got you, I've got your mother, and I've got her mother. And her mother is connecting with you, and your mom is connecting with you, but I'm not sure your mom wants to know what's going on with her mother. So how do I work around this? My sense is that what you're picking up with your mother in the heart area doesn't have to do with a physical anomaly of the heart.
Okay.
It has to do with the sadness that your mother is feeling for her mother. And it feels like her mother has something going on with the heart.
Right.
That your
exactly
mother,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That your mother is picking up and feeling sad that she can't help her. That
right.
She can't do the things, and that you're picking that up from an emotional standpoint. And
yeah,
I
but
think
physically
the triangle,
she's all right.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, she's all right. I do get a little bit of irregularity in her heart, and I mean just a little bit and not very frequent. My sense is that it could be tied to thyroid. It could be tied to blood pressure. It could be tied to stress. Those are three things that I'm picking up, and none of them are jumping out and going, yeah, this is it. But it doesn't feel like we have a real problem going on from the standpoint that we have an anomaly, meaning I don't have any prolapse. I don't
okay.
have any blockages. I don't have any potential for aneurysms. Her heart just feels heavy. I think that's the best way.
Yeah,
for
maybe,
me to say
whatever
it.
You said is exactly true about her mother, so maybe that's the reason she's feeling
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you've got a real lineage in the female part of your family, all very, very connected, very intuitive, extremely empathic. So one emotion kind of is like giving a cold to a family. It shares the wealth. All of you feel that.
Yeah,
so.
And regarding me, Carol, I
yes.
feel very, very, very low energy. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I get dizzy too. I have problem with my digestion, whatever, even sandwiches and anything I eat without cooked, I get stomach pain. And the energy, it's too low. I'm not sure what to do with it. I don't have any interest. It's so hard to look after my daughter and the relationship with my husband. You know, everything it's affecting. So,
right. So, I'm going to kind of go a couple of ways. Do you want another child, honey?
Not right now. Because not right away. She just turned a year old now. So
I know.
Uh-oh.
Well, you don't feel clear to me that you're pregnant, but I do have another child in your field.
Okay.
And I've still got the instability of your hormones after your birth of your daughter that's still mm-hmm. active. You're still trying to kind of get that hormone balance back. So there's still a little bit of what it feels like a postpartum process.
Yeah,
not
right.
really a
exactly.
depression, but not the way that we think of postpartum, but I've got that. I've also got hormones that are kind of all over the place. So if I may just offer it this way, if you do not want a child right now,
okay.
then I would encourage some extra precaution because the child is there, the hormones are there, there's a lot that's there for another
yeah,
child.
Yeah, but I
to
don't
come
have
through.
The physical energy in me, Carol.
Yeah.
I'm totally
yeah.
drained out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that has to do with hormones. I think it has to do with metabolism that's tied to the thyroid, tied to the hormones. And I think it has to do with the digestive energy.
Right.
And digestive energy is very, very true because what it is it's like you're juggling, sweetie, and you're juggling a lot. And you're trying to hold that balance between, you know, your relationship with your husband. He feels like he's under a lot of stress.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't pick up that.
I have no direction. I'm not sure what to do. And
yeah.
what should
right.
I really do to...
Yeah. So, right. So First of all, let me excuse me for interrupting you, my love. There's a hesitation in the line. First thing I need to do is that your job right now is to be a mother.
Right.
To enjoy being a mother. That takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. It may mean that you need to rest. It may mean that you need to change your diet and what you're eating so you give yourself more complex carbohydrates so your cells get that glucose stability that they need. You would like maybe some digestive enzymes would be worthwhile. But okay. Just remember that your third chakra is kind of, if we look at the metaphor of a teeter-totter, is like a fulcrum between a teeter-totter. And one side is your spiritual nature and the other side is your physical nature. And that little teeter-totter fulcrum in the middle has to always be in balance. If that teeter-totter is going to go up and down, up and down. So look at that metaphor. It feels like you, couple things. Look at your liver. Are you doing any B12?
No. I have the tablets in the house. I can start that.
Okay. Why don't you start that? Run them for 5 to 7 days, then stop. Make sure that they don't irritate your stomach. They don't feel like they would. That's going to help your liver. It's going to help your stomach. It's going to help your nervous system. And it's going to help in the production of red blood cell count, your red blood cell count, so you'll have actually more energy. I'm picking the liver that you're a little bit on the anemic side, sweetie. So those are things, leafy greens, spirulina, fruits, complex carbohydrates, more alkaline than acidity, probiotics or digestive enzymes, all of those things will be able to help you.
Okay.
So, good. Nothing wrong, honey. Nothing. It's just you're not, the best way that I can describe it, and you know this, is you're just not yourself.
Right.
And so what do you need to focus on to be yourself? And the first thing is that mom first. Right now, because your daughter brings to you so much joy in the different ways she perceives things. Very, 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 very smart.
Yes.
She is very smart. That's enough to keep you dancing and running.
Right.
So anyway, is she reading to you yet?
Oh, no. No, she's not talking at all. She's just babbling, but nowhere near talking.
Well, she's talking to you. I mean, if you showed her a book, it's like, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I started that, you know, the dot cuts and everything, right? The word cut. She doesn't want to look at it. But if I just stick it on the floors and everywhere, she just loves to look at it. But if I show it to her, she doesn't want to.
Yeah. Yeah,
But I guess she's just feeling comfortable with it.
She is. That is it exactly. That is it exactly. So anyway, but I would just focus on digestive system, eating neutral, not overloading the gut. Again, this is the third chakra energy right now. It's that's where we're going to feel stuck, and we're not, but that's where we're going to feel it, and that's where to focus.
Okay.
Because if you're out of sorts there, you're going to be out of sorts in a whole bunch of different areas, lack of energy, not feeling yourself, feeling maybe the muscles feeling heavy and stuff. So all that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, good.
But not another child right now, that's for sure.
Okay, good. So that's what you just, I mean, the child doesn't, the child's fine. The soul's fine. It's like, well, whenever, you just let me know whenever, would you, Mom?
Okay. Okay, that's
and, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, I know you're there, light and left all to you and everything. It's just not right now, please. And it's like, okay, I'm backing off. We can do it.
Okay.
But you'll need to do the other part of it too, sweetie, because everything's kind of in alignment. So, you know, trying not to get too personal, but to kind of like, hey, so there you go. All right, sweetie.
I got it. Thank you.
It's really
nice talking to you, Carol. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome, sweetie. So anyway, you know, it's fascinating the way the soul just kind of works around everything to be able to get the information across and yet not really come in and be quite as blatant as it needs to be. That's one of the things I'm going to pick up on that because, see, one of the things with the third chakra is the third chakra really likes things very clear, very concise. And if there's any kind of gray area or ambiguity about what's going on, that third chakra, which is where head and heart comes together, the head becomes very confused. The heart's trying to scream at it like, okay, just follow me, trust me. I can lead you to where you want to go. But that third chakra in our conditioning is in that personal power is really about, you know, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to do anything until I'm really, really clear. And that really prevents us a lot from using our intuition as part of that integral part of looking at the situation, but even more so in that decision making. I always describe the third chakra as that's the decision making area in our human body. While we think it's in our brain, all that's doing is looking at information, looking at past experiences, tapping into our old psyche, those memories, what worked, what didn't work, how this is all going to come together. What if we make the wrong decision? What if we miss the decision? Will it come back? What if we make the right decision? And then now what do I do? So that brain is always that brain-mind combination, always in that decision-making from a more logical linear part. Now we get the heart. And we get the heart in that's saying, you know, look at the emotions. Look at what's going on. Look at how it makes you feel. Look at how it's making the other person feel. If you make this decision based on the information you have, are you going to feel good about it? And is another person going to be impacted by it? So these are all questions that the heart asks. And the heart is kind of that check and balance that when we look at decisions. But when the head says, okay, this is the right decision, and the heart says, yep, this feels right, we actually manifest that decision energetically in that third chakra by pulling up our self-confidence, our personal power, being able to really look at what we need to do with the decision, and having the strength, the courage, the inspiration to be able to take that next step to make that decision happen. So the energy of 2014 has been about planning the first part of the year, but now what it is, it's about taking steps. And those steps can be baby steps, they can be leap of faith, but the most important thing is you have to think that they're the right decision, and they have to feel like the right decision. And if you have an imbalance between the head and heart, and they're not talking to each other, or they're warring with each other, you're going to feel mentally stuck and emotionally tired or emotionally depressed. That depression is depressed energy. So what do you do? Do you just shelve it? Well, you can. There's no problem with that because it's going to come back up. Or do you just stay with it and set the intention using the soul that what you're really wanting is a decision that's a healthy decision, a decision that creates a sacred marriage between your head and heart, a decision that's right, a decision that will not, that will move you into the next stage, but do it in a way where you can trust. So the third chakra is all about trusting. The energy about 2014 is all about trusting. Trusting your acquired knowledge, your logic, your reasoning, your ability to think clearly, think things through. Don't shelve that. Or to look at the emotions and the heart and to let the heart, the intuition, the inspiration, that bigger picture that's tied to the right hemisphere of the brain, then allow that to come forward. And until both of those get into balance, don't do anything. And what I mean is don't take a step. Meaning don't take a step to make it happen. It's just not formulated in a way that you can feel comfortable with it. You can feel secure in what you're doing. You can feel good about what you're doing. Third chakra is all about personal satisfaction. And when you're looking at a decision you're making and your head's saying do this and your heart's saying the other, if you want this fulcrum, this equalizer between your spiritual nature and your physical self, ask yourself very clearly, will this give me the personal satisfaction I'm looking for? Do you notice I didn't say happiness? Happiness is like chasing a hat in the wind. You can get it. It can go away. Personal satisfaction is what you create. It's what you own. It's what gives you the warm fuzzies, and it's what gives you the strength to move forward in the next decision that you have to make. So look at personal satisfaction. What does it mean to you? My gosh, I think what I need to do is do a lot more show on the third chakra. So, check out my website, because I'm just going to include that in one of my shows in the very near future. Thank you so much for all of you joining me today. It's just been absolutely fabulous. I love talking to you, callers. And please join me next week, as I'm going to see you on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.